There was a human rights activist that in November, when they wanted to create the epidemic law, which puts COVID into a class A dangerous virus up there with Ebola, that it puts the emergency laws into effect, which means that they can break into your home without a warrant, remove you from your home without a warrant, forced PCR test you with a swab up your nose, ridden with nanotechnology that is going up between the blood-brain barrier close to the pineal gland. Nanobots take over our consciousness. The plan is for them not to survive, to break the people psychologically and economically, and to try to break their spirit. American citizens that want to come to Spain have to be vaccinated now. While people are going to prison and are losing their jobs for just saying something. Denmark is at the lead of the New World Order takeover in Europe. They're following the steps of Israel, because that is a good example of where it could go here if we don't take a stand and keep our eyes open to the signs.
You're listening to Seeking and Speaking, your Inner Truth podcast. I'm Diane Kayser, a functional medicine practitioner, holistic health coach, breast implant illness recovery expert, author of Killer Breasts, Non-Toxic Beauty Queen, and founder of the Qi Holistic Health Institute. I'm joined by my co-host, Carmen Hunter, certified health coach, trusted health coach mentor, wellness practitioner educator, and founder of the Institute for Functional Health Coaching. If you're a warrior or leader on a mission to transcend trauma and toxins and transform it into your greatest superpower, you are in the right place. This podcast will help you get right to the source of your symptoms today to get right to work on. How do I listen to what my mind, body, and heart are trying to say? And what action should I take now? Because when you do, you heal yourself, you heal others around you, and you heal the whole world. This is the most sacred work you will ever do, facing shadows, smashing fears, walking the messy and magical path back to you and the mission you came here to serve. And we are honored to be your guide. You ready? Let's go.
Hey, truth seekers and speakers of your inner truth. Welcome back to another episode with Carmen and Diane. Carmen, what's up?
Hello, hello. Happy to be here today. Really excited about having Lena with us today. I cannot wait to get started.
Yeah, me too. We're wearing the yin and yang outfit because Carmen and I somehow always match our outfits. And then Lena's rolling in with the goddess dress and she's tuning in from Sedona, which is how I know her. So Lena, and this is kind of a little bit of a quick how I met Lena. We've been part of a hiking group. So every Sunday and different days of the week, we go out hiking to the land of Sedona. And Lena and I went to the Grand Canyon and had just an amazing trip. We sat in the back seat of one of my dear friend's cars and we just talked about teeth. We talked about missing teeth, pulling out extractions, pulling out, you know, toxins from the mouth. And I was like, wow, this girl really gets it. Like she's got it from all these different perspectives. And I really, really think that you guys will enjoy this show. We're going to talk about, as we usually do here, part one, we're going to talk about, you know, some of the issues that are real big problems happening in our world that we should be aware of instead of turning our heads away from, which is the reason we got here to begin with. So we're going to talk about that today. And then in part two, we will have that up in our Action Takers group, which will provide all the links for you below, which is for our exclusive members. And we're going to talk about there with solutions and steps that you can take to be action takers now, because we do need everybody to rise to make this the greatest empowerment and you know, the great reset, what they call it, but we're calling it something different. So Lena, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. This is a great honor to be with you amazing ladies in this cause and in this movement that we have happening on earth.
Right, right. So you seem to be extremely diverse and you have a very unique perspective on time cycles and how they play into what we're currently experiencing on earth. I mean, that sounds so like cosmic to me. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Can I just, I want to first introduce myself to your audience first, because then maybe there's a little more like understanding of where I might be coming from and why I'm talking about these things. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. So my name is Lena Sophia, and I'm a Danish-American woman. So I've was born in the United States, but I'm also a European citizen. So that's why I'm going to be speaking a little bit about Europe. I've been living in many different countries, and I've been living in Europe since 2010. And now I currently live in Spain, although I've been here in Sedona for a little while, recovering from lockdown trauma. And my background is I'm a somatic psychotherapist. So that just means that I'm a psychotherapist that includes the body, mind, spirit. that the kind of holistic approach that the body needs to be included in a psychotherapy session. Also a yoga teacher, a yoga therapist. I do self-development workshops. So that's one area. And then this whole time that I've been studying from a young age, you know, different healing modalities, I also been studying shamanism, and I bridge these two worlds. So I'm also a Mayan fire and water priestess. And I received an altar from the Guatemalan Mayans in the highlands of Guatemala. So that's what I do professionally. And, you know, being that I had a spiritual awakening at a young age, it's also, I'd also like to say, not from an egotistical sense, but more from the sense that, like, realizing who I am, I think this is all what we're doing here. It's like, wow, we're waking up to who we are. And I realized that I'm also a mystic. You know, I have had one hand in, always like one foot, one hand in the undercurrent of what happens in society and the undercurrent of what happens in our human psyche, the collective psyche, and the larger cycles of time. And today we're going to be doing a little bit of truth speaking and all that stuff. And I was, for the last 28 years, I've been researching the undercurrent, the things that people don't want to look at, the underbelly of society, and that are happening now currently. And so it's just been a side thing that I've been doing, just gathering research from everything from the Secret Space Program to dark government projects, to back to Atlantis and Lemuria, to where we might be coming from upon this planet, you know, like what is the bigger picture, to, you know, satanic ritual abuse, you know, like you have to wonder why would I at 18 years old already be putting my hand in that like cauldron? And so it's all accumulated to coming to a climax for me that when lockdown happened last year, I was living in Ibiza, Spain, I knew this is the moment that I've been preparing for. And a lot of us feel like that. We were born for this time. All of our previous research is for this time. It gave us a foundation for knowing this is not what they're saying it is. There is something else going on. And I was asked to do a podcast at that time. And that's where I came out as a true speaker. I kind of came out of the closet publicly. So that's also what I'm doing today. And I'm just a woman, you know, I could be really wrong about a lot of things. I'm just following my intuition. I'm following the gut instinct I have, and also the amounts, like 28 years of research that kind of like we put the puzzle pieces together. So this is will be my approach today. And that's kind of a little bit about who I am.
Yeah, I love it. I love this because I'm familiar with somaticism and have been studying that for a couple of years for my own well-being and benefit of what it means to actually, you know, inhabit your body and feel the ground beneath your feet and be an integrated person. So I love that you started out with that. And I love that you're a psychotherapist in that. And I think I just want to say this, that we need so many more. We need more of you. We need more people like you that understand how difficult it is to stay in your body during times like right now, right? There's a lot of disassociation going on, I believe, during these times. And I would love to hear a little bit about what you think about that as we talk today.
It's like a different forms of suicide, right? You don't necessarily need to leave your body. It could just be a disassociation of the mind. And you know, that's the term walking zombies. So yeah, Lena, let's get into that. You know, what you have shared about what's happening in Spain, in Ibiza, and now what we're seeing at Heathrow Airport in London, they turned that into basically a prison camp for people who are traveling abroad. I mean, this, what we see in America is far different than what we're seeing in the UK and Europe. And the whole point is if we don't wake up to this, this is our future reality in America. So let's talk more about that. What is it that you've experienced, you know, moving through the lockdowns and everything that you went through there that you felt like you needed a break to come to America for?
Yeah. So I can do that. And then after that, I want to take like a meta level, but yeah. I can totally speak to, and this is very important because again, depending on what state you live in the United States or what country you live in, we're all experiencing different realities. But I would like, I mean, and I'm not in touch with everything, but I know a lot of people in different countries, and I was also there myself, and I'm also plugged into a lot of Telegram groups that are just truth speaking and sending out the videos and on the ground footage of what they're experiencing, because the lockdown and the intense situation that's happening in Europe is really pressing the people to push back, to be on the streets every weekend, to demonstrate, to protest. And I would say particularly Europe and Israel are experiencing some of the most intensest fascist takeovers. And until you see that with your own eyes, until you experience it in your own body, you don't really realize the seriousness of that. And so many people in the United States are not in tune with this, because they're not, first of all, it's not their fault. They're not, it's not being shown on the media. Maybe they don't have time to seek it, because you have to use a lot of time to update yourself, and so on and so forth. There's so many reasons. Or like here in Sedona, it's so easy. In Arizona in general, it's so easy to not even think that anything is going on anymore. You might think it's over because we're not, the mask mandate is gone. Everything is open. We're moving around in society as normal, and we're dancing. We're hugging, you know, there is no fear culture here in general, right? So the message of what is happening right now in Europe is really important for people to hear. And I can start with my lockdown experience. And again, this is just a brief thing. I can't go into everything because we'll be here for hours. But imagine, you know, and I think the most of the world experienced this. All of a sudden we're in lockdown, right? But our lockdown was so serious. It had such a consequence. It was so long that from one day to the next, we're all told that now, like, we're locking down and you're not allowed to leave your house for a walk, to visit anyone. The only reason you can leave your house is for essentials. And it's like a total shock. And all of the work, all the plans, all everything that was planned, all your movement stopped. And I consider this very inhumane. So like a lot of us rent cars in Ibiza, for example. I do. I've been renting cars because it's cheap. It's cheaper to buy, have one, rent one than buy one. I get a message from the car rental company. You can't use your car. You need to return it now. And I refuse, because I know that there's military police control. They would fine me up to €1,000. I just lost all my income, all my work. There is no unemployment. I'm looking at the devastation. I don't even really realize it yet, you know, because I just don't. They said this is only for 2 weeks. And then I'm left without a car. I live out in the countryside. There is no way that I can get food or water anywhere that's, you know, without having a car. And they take it away from me. And if I drive it, I'm going to get fined massive amounts of money. And if I bring it back to the airport like they want me to, I'm going to get fined massive amounts of money. So can you imagine? I live alone, no car. That's a lot of stress. Lost all my income. Then they say you can't, you know, what was 2 weeks became a month, became 2 months. I think we were locked down for 2.5 months. So we weren't allowed to get together with anyone. We weren't allowed to take a walk. And my friend did, you know, after a while we dared, because we lived close enough to each other, we dared to meet up clandestine, like we were sneaking around to take a hike. She was hiding in the back of my car underneath a blanket just to get to the trailhead. And there we are. And every time there's a car or a plane, we're hiding behind rocks and boulders. And there's this one friend I had that she was walking alone in the forest. There's no one to be seen. And we all know here that there is no COVID threat. There is no danger. And at this point, there actually is no COVID at all really going on the island. And we're being treated like this, you know, in this manner. And a police drone, so they have police drones like looking for us. They found her. The police drone follows her all the way back to her house. And then the police show up and fine her €800. That's almost $1,000 for taking a walk by herself with no one else around her. So this is just one example of many examples. And, you know, it was a severe isolation. And then if you think about the people that are in the cities, you know, like a lot of families, big families live together in small apartments. they're like, at least I had nature around me. Can you imagine being confined six people to a two bedroom place in Barcelona, for example? Mm. And they're like hanging out the balconies just to get, like, we are human beings. We need each other. We need movement. We need to work. We need to participate. We need our livelihoods. So that's just like so psychologically damaging. And, you know, there are reports of the domestic violence that you know, increased.
Sure. And people. I want to send you a lot of love and light because you're going back. Is it like that now, or is it getting better or worse? What's going on there?
It depends. Yeah. So it depends on what country you're in. But for example, we've had a curfew in Spain now for 6 months. It just got lifted. You know, restaurants and businesses, I don't even know how they're going to survive. So it's like they've been locked at, like, in a whole year, they've only been really allowed to open like 4 or 5 months. How are these businesses going to survive? And we know the plan is for them not to survive, to break the people psychologically and economically, and to try to break their spirit. And so there's been this palpitation of like lockdown, limiting how many people you can see, limiting your movement, raising the amount of people to 20, down to 6, curfew at 8, 9. The rules are always changing. So it's keeping people on their toes. And right now, if there's a temporary little lifting, but, you know, it just came that American citizens that want to come to Spain have to be vaccinated now. Yeah, so like, look at the pressure and look what the way that they're like pressing into things. And I'm also a Danish citizen. So I would say Denmark is at the lead of the New World Order takeover in Europe. And they're following the steps of Israel. The prime minister went to Israel to learn all the tactics of what they're doing. And that's what I'd like to highlight right now, because that is a good example of where it could go here if we don't take a stand and keep our eyes open to the signs. So in Denmark right now, first of all, people are going to prison and losing their jobs for just saying something. There was a human rights activist that in November, when they wanted to create the epidemic law, which first didn't go through, now it went through, which puts COVID into a class A, you know, dangerous virus up there with Ebola, that presents such a danger to society that it puts the emergency laws into effect, which means that they can break into your home without a warrant, remove you from your home without a warrant, forced PCR test you with a swab up your nose, which we, like, again, maybe not everyone in your audience knows, but we know that this is not just a swab up your nose. This is ridden with nanotechnology that is going up between the blood-brain barrier close to the pineal gland, which is part of, like, you know, nanobots take over our consciousness, over our brain, all over our spinal cord, and we become controlled. Right. This is like changing the human being. So there in Denmark, you don't have a choice. My friends are being tested to keep their job 3 times a week. They are being tested to go to the library. They're tested to go to the university. They're tested to go to the gym. To go to a restaurant, the hairdresser, the doctor, and all of these other things I mentioned, to concerts in Denmark now, you either have to be tested, again, with the nanotechnology up your nose, or vaccinated. So they're already shaping society. And my young, healthy, amazing friends in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and 50s are getting all vaccinated. They don't want to, but they are, to keep their job and to be able to move around in society. And they've been so brainwashed that they just say to me, Lena, this is the way it is. This is what we have to do in order to participate in society. You know, I only know one that is a resistor, and she's looking to leave Denmark because she sees that there's no future for her. There's no way that she can go on. So if we see this from a higher perspective, they are creating an apartheid. They are creating an A class of people that are vaccinated and conforming and stamped, and they can participate in all the luxuries of society, all the entertainment, all the services that you need. You know, move freely about, travel freely. And then there's the B class, the people that care to be sovereign, care to choose what they do to their body, what they put in their body, that believe in their immune systems, that believe in their right to choose. And they're the ones that are not going to be allowed to participate at all. So I don't know if I think I skipped over the part, was it just this one human rights activist who just got up to protest this epidemic law. She was saying before they all went out into the city, peaceful protest, there was no plan for violence. There's a term in Danish that's called let's smash the city. And she said actually in a peaceful way. It's a kind of like a slang thing, kind of like let's go for it. She went on trial. They gave her 2 years in prison. She's a mother. She's an innocent woman who just said, let's go for it. So can you imagine? This is a shock because Denmark was the most humanitarian, free speech loving country of all of Europe. Like if you told a Danish person that you could go to jail now for speaking, just saying something, that would be like, they would laugh at you in beginning 2019. Now people are just like, not everybody, but a lot of people are just like, okay, accepting that. So I don't know what went into the water or what went into the many years of leading up to brainwash people enough to just obey, accept, you know? And thankfully there was a second trial for her right now. And she already served 2 months in prison. They actually released her. But that, I mean, the fact though, great, good for her, but the fact that it could even happen, that you could even just go to jail or prison for 2 years for just saying something, is that is fascism. And it is moving in quickly into the European territory and in many different ways, backed by psychological warfare, pressuring people into the agenda. And if your eyes aren't open, you're just going to swallow it.
You know, first of all, I think I probably gasped a couple times. So you have to cut that out of this podcast because it's shocking. The other thing I want to say is I am so grateful that you are putting this into words here for those of us in the United States that say that will never happen here. I cannot tell you how often I hear that. That'll never happen here. Americans won't stand for it. Well, what you just said about Denmark being the most humanitarian, free speech, you know, place, and this is where they are now. I want everyone in America to listen very closely to that story, because that is scary and it is very real. And we are not exempt from this happening here.
Mm-hmm. It's people will say, oh, well,
exactly.
We've got too many, you know, gun loving people, or too many gun owners, or too many cowboys, or too many Republicans. Like Americans will never let this happen. That is what I hear too, Carmen. And, you know, especially in Arizona, that's what they say here in Arizona. But Denmark, I mean, are they kind of like that? Do they have guns there? Do they have gun laws? Do they have, you know, is it different in that sense where, because this is where people go, well, we have more guns. Is it different in the UK where they have less guns so that people can actually possibly make logic out of that statement?
Right. And so here I'm making a radical statement and I just choose to speak my truth. So I get hit sometimes, you know, so I was never pro-gun really, you know, like I never really thought much about it, but I was like, why do people have to have guns, you know? Mm-hmm. And then once I was back here in the United States, I got a download. I said, and it's just like those insights we get. And this is also a thing to start paying attention to, is your gut, your intuition, your heart, and to know what is like truth, just being downloaded to you, you know, truth, you get the goosebumps, you sense it. And that's why I speak with such conviction, because I just know. And so I received this little download that, wow, this would be happening here in the United States if we weren't armed. European citizens are not armed. There is no way they're being corralled into this. And so now I get it. I get why the people need to be armed. Of course, not to create needless violence and to shoot each other. No, but just to be able to protect yourself and your family against tyranny, period. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's why it's being forced. It's so easy to take over the European people. And you know, it's like half-half, just like the United States here. It's like half the people are on the streets taking action. I mean, the worldwide protests, this is again, and Americans do not hear about this, that are happening almost every weekend for over a year in Europe is massive. Millions of people on the streets. Mm-hmm. And this is another thing is that I've seen so much video footage of these people being beaten with clubs, like hit with water guns.
By cops?
I saw what?
By cops?
Yes. And you should see these cops. They're like, look like robo military. Like even in Denmark, some of these people are like, who are these cops? Are they Danish? I don't think so. Like who are they? Where are they being trained? The Queen of Denmark actually wants to create a new, she's calling for a new military. These are the military to be set against the people. And so I saw as well, people getting beaten for not wearing the mask. We have to wear the mask outside, inside. Every country is different. But in Spain, there is no relief. You wear it on the street, you wear it outside, and you are hunted by police that are ready to find you. And if you show them your medical exception, it is not even respected at all.
You know, I wanted to make a statement there, and then let's get to our last question before we transition to the solutions for part two. Because if this doesn't make you want to stand up and get up and take action, I don't know what will. And you're signing up for slavery if you don't. And this is how serious this is. The videos that you've seen, and even myself, it's so hard to believe what you're saying. I've seen videos of people getting beaten for just walking through a mall without a mask. And I'm like, that can't be real. That even me, and I listen to my gut. It's just, it's so hard to actually conceive because we're here in America. We don't see that stuff on a regular basis. So Lena is here to tell you, these things are not just staged events on videos that people have made for entertainment purposes to boost their likes. These are actually happening to wake you up. So what you do with it is your choice. But Carmen and I talk about this so much on our show. This is the whole point, is to get into your inner truth and listen to your intuition and clear out the gunk so that you can hear those channels from God and your source. So we talk about this often. And so we'll talk about that in the solutions. How Lena suggests that we can get closer and closer to God and taking action. So I wanted to ask this last question before we moved on to part two, is how would you attribute what's happening here now on a small scale, on a larger scale, country scale, global scale? You refer to it as the collective dark night of the soul. And this is one of the first hits that I had when we went into lockdowns. I'm like, globally, we are being put into a ceremony of sorts. We're being sent into like a ayahuasca ceremony equivalent, where we're all having to face the things that we've been putting under the rug for a long time. So I'd love to hear your perspective on that.
Right. So I'm really aware of, again, like the larger cycles of time and the undercurrent and what I sense also in my clients and what I see in happening in people, right? And so not everyone was reflecting this, but we, since the lockdown, we entered what I call the collective dark night of the soul. So what is the dark night of the soul? It is that crisis moment where we become challenged, suppressed, challenged to a deep level where everything falls apart. You know, the ego. And then if we look at like society is falling apart, there's a breakdown of old forms in order to birth a new form. So that's the good thing. On the other side of this, there is a great opportunity for new life. And some are referring it to new earth. And new earth is actually here already. We're just stepping into it. But it requires that we all claim our sovereignty, claim our true heart, connect ourselves to who are you? Why did you come here? You have a sacred role. And it can be so minuscule. It could be healing yourself. It could be detoxing yourself. It could be being a truth speaker. It could be writing an article. It could be just saying no, taking a stand. It doesn't matter how grandiose or small it is, but we are all collectively being asked to take a stand together. And why does that matter? Because we're all one. So again, going to a quantum level of understanding that I'm not separate from you. I'm not separate from this wall, that all of the molecules, all of the vibrations, we're all affecting each other. So if we all just answer the call in your heart, in order to get to that call, we have to clear and heal the the pain, the programming, the domestication, the ancestral trauma, right? The trauma, you know, we have to heal all of this to clear out the physical vessel that carries the soul, that carries the mind, that carries the emotional body, that carries the mental body, in order to inhabit ourselves fully, in order to be embodied. So my perspective on ascension is actually that ascension is that not that we're going somewhere off planet to another place, to some utopia. No, we are being, ascension is embodiment. It is bringing the soul back to your body, grounding it to Mother Earth as a pillar of light, as a beacon. Again, we're also connected to Earth. We're ascending with her. And that is answering the call. And that is going to affect, is going to lift this whole system up. So here I'm briefly going to go into larger cycles of time. And I can't go that deep. So I have a podcast that, you know, we will send the links to called, it's a long podcast that will go into detail about what I'm about to touch in upon right now.
Yeah, because we only have a couple of minutes and we want to make sure we have a good 20 minutes for solutions too.
Yeah, okay. So I'll just name it briefly that that this is our time of great awakening. We have these ascension cycles and they come approximately every 26,566 years. Those eons and cycles of time are connected to the precession of the equinoxes. And we've had many, many of these cycles. So then right now I'm breaking the timeline, the archaeological timeline that we've been given. We've been lied to, we've been suppressed, we've been made very small. We have been here for a very, very long time. And some of us that are awakening remember this. It might not be a clear memory, it's a knowing in the heart that we've been reincarnating here on Earth for a very long time. And that these ascension cycles that occur every 26,566 years, that's when we shift ages, we upgrade our DNA, we lift the whole Earth and everybody on it onto another level. The last time this happened was at the fall of Atlantis, and it got hijacked by a ruling elite, which is the same ruling elite that is in power now. And that has been referred to the Luciferian agenda, the New World Order, the 1%, the occult, the Illuminati, Freemasons, whatever, you know, like there's so many names, but we're just gonna call it a ruling occult elite. They know astrology. They know all this stuff. They have all this wisdom in the Vatican. You know, this has been the mystery schools, all of these ruling elite, they're connected deeply to the mystery schools of Atlantis, and they went to Egypt and so on and so forth. So last time this happened, we got hijacked and we got downgraded and our DNA was manipulated and we were dumbed down and we lost our memory. It was so traumatic. It was had to do with earth changes, cataclysms, destroying of the people and so on and so forth. So now we're at the next one. We're going from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age. And so now, again, they're trying to hijack it. So this is what I see. That's what I saw in lockdown. They are trying to hijack our ascension timeline, our original birthright to ascend into new earth, to remember who we are and to take our power back. So I'm being very simplistic, but that's what I see happening. They are doing this with fear, psychological warfare. They're separating us, they're confusing us, they're throwing us into chaos. And this is, you know, to different degrees, depending on where you live, but I sense it and I know it. And I see people going through it. And this is the dark night of the soul. If we don't answer the call to step into who we are and to take a stand, you know, they're gonna have their way again, but I really don't think that's gonna happen. There are people that are saying from a larger cycle, they already lost. That's why they're scrambling with all of their desperate tactics right now to implement the New World Order fully on, you know? And so all of this and what it means is much more in detail in my podcast, but I just wanted to mention this from a bigger picture and how I sense this is happening right now.
Oh my gosh, I got tingles. I mean, I think my arms chilled all the way to my shoulders. I have to share with you, Alina. that I had my Akashic cards read in January of
awesome.
No, December of 2019, something like that. And then I had them read again in February. And what she told me was, you have been here many, many times. This is your final ascension. You are meant for this, for these times. And this was in 2019. And she said, you have been off every single time you've come here because you are trying to speak the truth. This was 2019. Now, before anything, we knew anything was happening. I had them read again right before COVID came and everything shut down. And the things that she said to me, I felt everything she said, I felt in my body. And she said, you're not going to be off this time. Your purpose is too grand for that. They can't touch you this time. And you are here for a purpose. And I am grateful for you. And she just kept saying so grateful she was for me being here. And I told her, I said, I feel that in every core of every piece of who I am. And she said, this is the last time you have to come back and do this. And I was like, and she said, unless you want to come back again. I said, I think this will be the final trip. But the same thing, I had my partner, Andy, and I'll be real brief, but he had his read by her as well, totally separately, not together. We weren't even in the same city, not the same space. And it was very similar to what she said about mine as well. It was unbelievable. We could not believe comparing our stories, what we heard. And his great awakening came in 2019 also. So very powerful, what you just said. I felt all of it. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. And thanks, Carmen, for sharing that. You guys listened to that. We're going to put some links below for you to listen to an extended version that Lena had shared with us. She had done on another podcast. It's over 2 hours long, but it is fire. Like, I listened to it over two different workouts. When I was doing core workouts, I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I'm building my core, which is where your confidence comes from. And you're talking about that and how we could rise up. So speaking of that, let's move on to part two. So if you are part of our Action Takers group, we'll put the links below. Again, you guys can join us. And we're going to talk about solutions, because this should put some fire in your soul to want to rise up and step up and come together and unify and say, what can we do now? Because this is a little preview of our future if we don't. And karma will, karma always shows itself in your own lives if you believe in that. So let's move on to part two, and we'll see you guys over there. Thanks for taking place with us with part one. Thank you, Lena, for all of your wisdom and all of your warnings and your powerful warrior woman way. We'll see you over there at part two.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If this episode moved you and you're seeking community, courage, and clarity to help you take massive action now toward health, happiness, and freedom, we'd like to invite you to join our transformation tribe. Just go to DianeKaiser.com or CarmenHunterHealth.com and click on Truth Tribe to join us, where you'll be reminded daily that your life has purpose, your story has significance, your dreams count, your voice matters, and you were born to make an impact. You've struggled long enough. The war is won. Your solutions are here. It's time to unlearn the lies, untether the prison bars, and unleash your sovereign soul so you can finally be free. See you in the group, Truth Seekers and Speakers, and remember, your intuition is your light, and truth always wins.